mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I've been talking about this off and on the last week and a half, and it's because it's serious. We have mainstream media talking points saying that people that disagree with the war and the government are working with terrorists and need to have the military used against them, need to be beaten to pulp and tasered. Four put in camps. The government's hired preachers, 13,000, and they doubled that to 26,000 to tell their flocks secretly, that is, they're not telling them they've been hired, to submit to government, forced inoculations, camps, gun confiscation. We told you all this when it was secret. Now it's mainstream news. It's happening, folks. They're making their move. The Pentagon, owned and run by the big foreign banks, is making a move on America. You always hear about third world countries or Pakistan or Guatemala or Germany, first world nations where the military with a dictator tries to take over. Well, this is the system. So they try to fool you with a Hillary or a Bush or a Clinton. But other than that, that's the only thing about it that isn't dictatorship is that they put different puppets in. Let's continue with your calls. We got some mini guests coming up. They're trying to get guns back on campus so that they're not victim disarmament zones. That's coming up. Steve in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hello, Alex. Okay, I was over at the Glenn Beck book signing over here in Akron, and there were about 500 people there. They bought the books. I didn't want to buy a book. I wouldn't give this guy any money at all. You couldn't ask him any questions. There was a lot of security.
I noticed that, I mean, not just the few We Are Change people that asked him serious questions would get brushed off, but others would just, I mean, they had guys acting like attack dogs, like the, in Beck's eyes, he was looking at the crowd like he hated him. He's very predatory.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, they had the security walking up and down the lines as it was weaving its way through the bookstore. Now, also, there was a group of Ron Paul meetup group, one of the people here, took one of Ron Paul's books, A Foreign Policy of Freedom, and put it in front of Beck, and he signed it.
And by the way, that's now being auctioned on eBay, and the proceeds will go to Ron Paul.
Right. Now, there's also an attempt to sort of besmirch Dr. Paul by linking him with Dennis Kucinich. And
yes, I've seen Dennis Kucinich's wife come out and say that he'd be happy to talk to him about running together. Ron Paul would never do that because Kucinich is for handgun bans and for socialism.
Right, right. So, but they're trying their darndest to get that in front of people. They're talking about it all over northern Ohio here on all the talk shows.
No, I know, and it's part of a disinfo deal. There are so many dirty tricks. Now, I mean, is it just me from these videos? Or does Glenn Beck look like he hates everyone? I was looking at him. He has the look of a beast.
He does. He's kind of tall. He's about 6'1", 6'2". Very kind of intimidating if you look at him. I mean, he has the look of, like, I don't care, I got mine, and you people can all, you know, just go away. And that's the attitude that he had at the book signings.
Well, the establishment likes him, and he's a very wicked, wicked man. You know, he tried for a few years to build his cred. I remember like 4 years ago, the whole industry was just pushing him, and I looked at his ratings. They weren't even that good. And then it's clear he's heir apparent to Limbaugh, and he's just a horrible, horrible person, very evil.
Yeah, you can tell just by his demeanor. Now, you know, Tom DeLay is also saying that Hillary is going to be the next president.
Yeah, and so is, of course, Newt Gingrich. The defense contractors have given more money to her than all Democrats combined, more than Republicans stacked against them. Bush is appointing all these. In fact, Hillary got confronted in Ohio over the weekend on this. She got heckled over the fact that she's in bed with Murdoch. It was in the New York Times, so people are starting to pay attention.
There are.
Good to hear from you. Did Beck look upset when people were talking to him?
No, he didn't, but he really, he was very standoffish, and he wouldn't personalize anything, and he was very, you could tell this guy was sort of uneasy.
Yeah, he's a pig. I mean, this guy would sit up there while we're going to death camps and charities. He's already said use the military against us. He wants to destroy America.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Look, I don't want to make this whole show about Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck and these type people, but when they start saying Ron Paul supporters, they think they're dangerous, they might do something bad, they might be terrorists, we better do something about them, we need to use the military against them, they're aiding Al-Qaeda. That is as un-American as you can get, but it's not just un-American. It is attacking free speech. It's saying, let's have martial law, let's arrest people. And he said by name, he said, I'm dangerous. Okay, I mean, this guy is trying to create a climate where Alex Jones gets drug off and beaten to a pulp and put in a jail cell to never see my family again. And I don't even hate him. I look at him. He's so worldly. He loves power. He loves crowds of people. He loves money. He loves being a winner. And most people you meet in life are like that. They're social climbers. They do whatever it takes to be in with the power, to be in with the in crowd, no matter what the in crowd's doing. And the system is desperate. And by the way, Beck, you've taken the wrong position. You're going to be unpopular for what you've done. You're going to be hated now. And it's very important that we explain to everybody that he'll talk about the NAU, but then tell us Bush is good. He'll talk about borders, but then whitewash it. And all of them, all of these people are horrible demons. This country's in so much trouble. Now, shifting gears, I'm going to get back to Steve and Mark and Richard here, but we're going to have our guests for about 15 minutes, and I appreciate them coming on. They're Scott Lewis and Mike Guzman. The concealedcampus.org, it made AP, it made Houston Chronicle, just all over the place. Should college students carry guns? 8,000 members of a national group started in Denton say it's a good idea. Started right here in Texas, and now they're taking action and having demonstrations down at the university just south of Austin in San Marcos. And the point is that we have many cases around the world where a shooter comes into a public school, a grade school, or a college, and a professor or a student gets their gun and guns them down or disarms them. Or you can have Blacksburg, where for 3.5 hours the police stand down, that's admitted, or Columbine, 4 hours and 15 minutes, that's the exact time. Years ago, I had the Rocky Mountain News editor, head editor on, and I said, over 3 hours. He said, over 3 hours, Alex. It was 4 hours and 15 minutes they were ordered to stand down. What would happen if the teachers, and they didn't have to all do it, a few that are trained and sign on to have instant access pistol safes, what would happen if the principal, assistant principal, football coaches, whatever, let's say 10% of the faculty was armed? What would happen on colleges, in their dormitories, or in their houses? People have houses on campus, and they're not allowed to have guns in there to protect themselves. The answer is more guns, not less. That's just common sense and a fact. And I salute the men that we have on that started this organization and are taking action, Scott Lewis and Mike Guzman. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having us, Alex.
Is this Scott or Mike?
This is Scott.
And Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you for coming on. Tell me both who you are, how this got started, how it grew so fast.
Well, this is Scott. I am the media coordinator for Students for Concealed Carry on campus. And basically, the organization got started last spring as a direct result of the Virginia Tech massacre. Our founder, Chris Brown, who is a student, a political science student at the University of North Texas, he basically said enough is enough. And as you know, these gun-free zones are the type of issue that have irked concealed handgun license holders for years. We've talked about it in online message boards, you know, news groups, that sort of thing. And just it took a tragedy like this to really rally so many like-minded people to this cause.
Mr. Guzman, exactly what do you do with the organization?
Well, I run a chapter out of Texas State. I'm a former Marine, and I signed on right after the Virginia Tech massacre as well. And one thing I want to point out, it's not just that we're concerned about some gunman that comes into school, but it's also to prevent rapes, assaults. Just last week at Texas State, we had one student robbed at gunpoint. I believe that's the third student this semester. And also about preventing rapes and sexual assaults. Here at Texas State, we have 8 registered sex offenders living on campus and 84 in the general community. And it's not a matter of if they reoffend, but when. So it's much more than just preventing mass homicide and things of that sort.
Mike, that's a great point. While the big massacres that happen every few years get the press, there are rapes and single murders happening on campuses rapes every day, killings every week, and thousands a year. And women need to be able to defend themselves. There are millions of homes, single homes and apartments that are on campuses in this nation. I mean, I couldn't imagine being back in college and not being able to have a handgun in my own apartment or my own home. I mean, this is a basic right to defend yourself.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things that we're trying to make people understand is this is not a debate about keeping guns out of the hands of binge-drinking, you know, drug-abusing, you know, girls gone wild college students. This is a debate about allowing individuals who have been shown in 48 states throughout the country to be responsible, law-abiding citizens. We have concealed carry now.
You're wanting them to stop having all these zones that they arbitrarily restrict the Second Amendment in, which, according to federal rulings, they can't really do. Explain the basic tenet, what you are pushing for.
Basically, we want to see concealed handgun license holder, concealed carry weapons permit holders have the same rights they enjoy virtually everywhere else extended to them on college campuses. We do not see any difference between carrying on a college campus and carrying at a movie theater, an office building, a church, a shopping mall, a bank, etc.
Also, I see reports every few months. That means there must be hundreds a year. I'm not even looking for these stories, and I see them. where somebody's car breaks down on a campus where they were making a delivery. They're a concealed carry owner, and they're saying because you're on the UT campus, which is a large part of the city, it's happened in Austin, we're going to go ahead and search your car, and oh, look, we found a handgun in your glove compartment. We're going to charge you with these federal felonies. We also need to protect these law-abiding concealed carry holders.
Well, absolutely, and fortunately, Texas has taken steps to some degree, certainly not to the degree we want, but they have passed extended domain, which allows people to have guns in their cars, and they have passed, they've amended the law so that you can have a gun on a college campus in Texas, however, you cannot have it in any of the buildings. And, of course, that, you know, makes it impossible for students and faculty and people like that to carry as part of their daily routine. And so what we're pushing for is basically what you see in Utah right now, which is a state law that says that, you know, tax-subsidized public campuses cannot pass rules that override state law.
Now, you've got 8,000-plus members, the Houston Chronicle reports. You've had demonstrations. I've read about one down in San Marcos. Were you with that, Scott?
Mike can tell you more about the San Marcos demonstration. They headed that. We have had demonstrations now on around 125 campuses. We have currently about 8,800 members.
Well, I'll tell you what's great about this is that instead of letting new gun control laws pass at the federal and state or city level, we need to get gun owners on the offensive. And you're one of the few groups, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, of course, is doing this. But when you talk about grassroots organization, you're one of the only groups that's on the offensive calling for more of our rights to be resurrected instead of just fighting new attacks.
And we are seeing support from officials as well. Governor Perry has stated numerous times that he would sign legislation into law allowing us to carry concealed weapons on the campus. I've talked to the president of the Texas Fraternal Order of Police, Dennis Ward. He said he personally would support legislation. The chief police of San Marcos, Howard Williams, he said he would support legislation. More locally as well, the mayor of San Marcos, Susan Arvai, she supports it. So we're getting quite a few support, not just from the grassroots, but also from officials in position of powers.
What happens at these demonstrations? I mean, give me the average breakdown of what develops.
Well, the demonstrations we've been having so far are basically just information campaigns. We've had students walking around campus wearing T-shirts and empty holsters, basically just to draw attention to the cause, to get people sitting next to them in class or walking past them on campus to say, hey, what's with the holster? What's with the shirt? And they carry with them flyers and information handouts and things like that that they can give to anyone who wants to know more about it. And Mike can tell you more specifically what they did down at Texas State because they went even a little further down there.
Mike?
Well, one thing we do is I developed a game where we had four people play the intended victims, and then we had one just random passerbys play our game, and they picked up a bat, and they pointed the bat at whoever their intended victim was going to be. And what I had is I had the victims, they all had something behind their back. They all had two or three of them had silly string, and one of them would have something like a candy bar. And if they picked a person with a silly string, that was supposed to symbolize someone that was armed, and they would get shot with the silly string. If you picked the unarmed victim, you obviously it was successful mugging, assaults, whatnot, and they got a candy bar. They got a gift out of it. And actually, I think a lot of people, their eyes were opened up.
Genius.
Not so easy.
Yeah, the government has drills for knock-and-talk gun confiscation. They have drills for terror attacks. The condition is to accept police state. You guys are doing the opposite of that. You're having drills that ill liberty.
Well, absolutely. And you know, one of the things you hear so often from the gun control advocates is that that gun rights groups like ours are unwilling to compromise. And, of course, their interpretation of compromise is, well, you give us a little bit of your rights now, and we'll ask for some more later, but you don't have to give them all up right now. When you look at a true compromise, a compromise is both sides give a little and both sides get a little, and that's what we feel that concealed handgun licensing laws are. I mean, if you look at what proponents of gun control typically want, they want training, testing, expanded background checks, and licensing. And basically what concealed handgun licenses say is, okay, we're going to go through all that, but in return, you're going to let us carry our handguns in public for our own protection. And to me, I think that's the perfect compromise. And of course, whenever you suggest this, they just come out, you know, in arms against it. But
well, you're on the offensive. That's what matters. I want to come back and talk more about this organization that's exploding in size and how our listeners, who are college students across the country, can get involved. We'll be right back with Scott Lewis and Mike Guzman.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
You wear a seatbelt in your car. At home, you lock the doors. How about when you use your cell phone? How do you protect yourself? EMFs, or electromagnetic frequencies, act like an invisible pollution that surrounds us every day. Studies link EMFs to many ailments, from stress to depression, anxiety, decreased mental performance, lower immune system function, and other impaired states of health. More than ever, we are fatigued, sick, emotionally depleted, and generally stressed out. Have you ever thought about the impact on your health from exposure to EMFs using your cell phone? Studies show that 30 minutes a day on a cell phone over the span of 1 year is equivalent to sticking your head in a microwave for 30 minutes. Installing the BioPro cell phone chip utilizes patented noise field technology to block harmful EMF pollution. Still not convinced? Go to electropollution.org right now to purchase the extremely affordable BioPro cell chip. It attaches easily to the outside of your phone. Educate and protect yourself at electropollution.org.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Coming up, Cody Dietz of We Are Change Ohio. I've watched the video. The guy's clearly a Fed. Looks like Secret Service or Federal Marshal. And people at the bookstore did tell some of the We Are Change people that they were, quote, Secret Service. I don't know if they were on duty or off duty, but we know that the White House is giving them talking points. It started with Clinton. It's continuing with Bush. They're all on the same team. And to have Glenn Beck saying Ron Paul supporters are supporting terrorists and should be arrested by the military, and then to see this, really it's starting to concern me in a big, big way. It's the last person to get off the bus before Beck. Then later in the video, you see in the crowd other guys that are the spitting image of central casting of either Secret Service or federal marshals. It's definitely not a local. Going back to our guest, Scott Lewis and Mike Guzman, who were on the offensive for the Second Amendment and trying to stop what's happening with these victim disarmament zones, incrementally, at first just saying, hey, you shouldn't keep concealed carry folks off these campuses for rapes, murders, robberies, you name it. Absolutely. We as citizens have a right to defend ourselves. I think everybody should be able to have guns. I mean, just 20, 30 years ago, everybody had guns on campus, and my dad would bring his shotguns and rifles to school, and you never had shootings. And if anybody ever tried, they'd be brought down very quickly. In closing, gentlemen, how do people join your organization? Do they need to be students to do it? And once they join, how do they take action for the Second Amendment?
You do not have to be a student to join our organization. As I said, we have about 8,800 members nationwide. We're growing at a rate of about 50 members a day. And currently, our membership is about 90% students and about 10% faculty, parents, and concerned citizens. And if they want to join, they can go to our website, which is concealedcampus.com or concealedcampus.org, and you'll find a link to our Facebook group as well as a lot of good information and some flyers and handouts they can print out to start distributing on their own campus, and they'll find updates about upcoming protests and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Again, we need to get on the offensive, not wait for the NRA. Did you know the NRA is supporting a new expansion of the instant check system to add anybody who has ADHD or post-traumatic stress disorder? It's not just going to ban a lot of veterans from buying or owning guns. It's going to ban a lot of police, according to Guns of America's analysis. And the NRA is supporting that, just like they supported the 1968 Gun Control Act. A, were you guys aware of that? B, what do you say to that?
I am aware that they are promoting the expansion. I'm not. I was not aware of what mental health groups were included in that. I think that that is. I mean, I do believe that we need instant background checks, and that there are some people that should not own firearms. However, I think we need to be careful that we do not start making those instant background checks a sort of a de facto gun ban, and that we do not...
But see, Scott, you're being, quote, reasonable. They're not reasonable, and the fact is they're going to go after, and they have gone after, veterans and a lot of the people who have no problems. It's one thing of a judge and a court, and you've been committed. I say no one should be restricted but someone who's been committed. The guy at Blacksburg was in the loony bin three times. He was certified insane. He did have his rights, quote, revoked. He should have, but it didn't stop him. So, see, common sense would argue, fine, don't even restrict the loony because it's going to be used on me, not the loony.
Well, the problem I see with the mental health checks, and again, I do think we need checks in place for people that have been adjudicated dangerous to themselves and others, that have been adjudicated mentally ill. However,
but see, now they're raising that bar.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If you make it too broad, you're going to run into a situation where people may be afraid to seek mental help for mental health problems because they're afraid it may lead to a restriction on their rights to obtain a firearm, and that's certainly not something you want there. So it is a very delicate line to walk.
Well, they also come out with over 100 new mental illness designations a year to put more people on drugs. I mean, they're basically designating. My point is now, if the system just says you have a problem, you're instantly convicted. Comments to that, Mike?
Well, I don't like that. I'm a former Marine myself. I have friends with post-traumatic stress disorder, things of that sort. And the fact of the matter is, if people want to commit a crime with guns, they're going to get a gun.
Exactly.
80% of all guns that are used in crimes were obtained illegally. So really, the background checks and all these, they seem good. They seem like they work. But if someone really wants a gun, they're going to get one anyway.
Amen to that. We got a lot of listeners in Central Texas. You're down at Southwest Texas, right?
Texas State.
Yeah, they just changed the name, didn't they?
Yes, sir.
I just can't get used to it not being Southwest Texas. You're at Texas State. If people in Austin want to get involved, I guess there's sub-areas on the membership to get involved?
Yes, you can find their local campus leader on our website.
All right. Well, I salute you. I hope people join you. ConcealedCampus.org to Scott Lewis and Mike Guzman. I salute both of you for defending this republic from enemies foreign and domestic and defending the Second Amendment.
Well, thank you for having us.
God bless. Have a great Christmas is coming up. We'll be right back with your phone calls, We Are Change, and a lot more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drawing123.com. That's drawing123.com.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
I know we've got Mac, Richard, Anthony, Monty, and others that are holding. I haven't even gotten into the economic news. I haven't covered a bunch of election news, environmental news. It's all coming up as we reach the halfway point here today. And I've been so busy, I haven't even told you, reminded you that it is the season, the Christmas holidays. Why fight the traffic? Why fight the traffic for ties or socks or underwear or things people don't want or sweaters they never wear? Give the gift of enlightenment, the gift of a wake-up call. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv monthly membership for $5.95, a trial membership, and create a password, you know, was it four or five numbers, and your username. And then just email them and say, here's your Christmas present, a membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. And then I don't care. Give yourself a Christmas present. You can use the same passcode. I think it lets three IPs use it, three different computers. And that also gives us a present, the funding to continue what we're doing and expand what we're doing. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today, 15 cents a day. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. Thousands of audios, hundreds and hundreds of videos, all 17 of my films, in-game, both editions of Terror Storm, all at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call or go to InfoWars.com, the secure online shopping cart, and order Endgame on DVD or Loose Change Final Cut, the preeminent 9/11 film, all new. There's big discounts on Endgame when you get it with Loose Change, by the way. We can't discount Loose Change because I don't own the whole film, but I can discount Endgame. You can get Endgame with it and get a big discount at InfoWars.com on the DVD or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.tv to see them online right now. Okay, going now to Cody Dietz with We Are Change Ohio, who went and covered the Glenn Beck situation. Before we go to him, I just want to say this. You know, the last guest I had on, ConcealedCampus.org, has got 8,800 and growing members. There'll be 9,000 by the end of the week, 50 new members a day. They are have had hundreds of demonstrations all over the country. They're educating students how they've been turned into victims. They are turning the tide. Just like We Are Change started in New York 14 months ago and now has 50-something chapters across the world, 40-something of them here in the U.S., England, the Netherlands, Germany, Russia, Japan. They're out every day confronting neocons, confronting fake liberals, confronting corrupt politicians. Giuliani got confronted. It was in the Boston Globe over and over again when he was in New Hampshire. And then I saw it on the news last night when I was at the radio studio on the TVs up on the wall. That's what it's about. It's about you taking action. And I want to encourage listeners to do that with Loose Change Final Cut. Have parties at your house. Show it to people. Do it with Endgame. Have parties. Show it. Rent theater. Show it at the church. Show it at the library. I don't care if 10 people show up to your first meeting. Take action. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn copies of Endgame all day on the disc. Give them to people. Take that same grassroots action and put it into place. That's why from Fox to CNN to MSNBC, and that's why now on C-SPAN and Pentagon reports and RAND Corporation reports and Simon Wiesenthal reports saying that mainline architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth are with Al-Qaeda. They're doing this, and they're saying we're taking over. They're saying they're scared of us. They're saying we've got to be grabbed. It's not going to work. There's too many of us. They know the revolution has started. And they know that we know that their bosses carried out the attacks. And we're not going to stand by where they kill more of us and kill our country. Now is the time to get aggressive, to get active. And by aggressive, I mean educating people. It's your right to stand up and confront Hillary about how she's bankrolled by Fox. It's your right to confront the president whenever he goes out to stand up in a crowd, and just like that Chinese doctor did about how they're killing people for their organs. I praise her. It is your First Amendment right in the great spirit of Americana, but in the great spirit of liberty and renaissance, period. It's your right to go to town hall meetings they advertise as public. It's your right to go to a book signing and tell somebody you disagree with them. Every video signing I've ever had, you know, at least one or two people show up and disagree, and I don't freak out and cry and scream. They come up and talk to me. And one guy got in my face, and I just said, okay, punk, you said what you wanted, now get out of my face. It's my right to say that back to him. You know, we're not going to live in fear, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take action against them. But they're not scared of violence, as they say they are. There is no violence. Though they may stage something, that's clear. They're scared of the illusion being broken at every book signing and every televised event, or us videotaping it ourselves and putting it on YouTube and Google and all the other video, live link, the rest of it. They are scared of the alternative media. They know it's shifting from just an alternative media to an activist media that is becoming dominant. They know that they're guilty of covering up for a corrupt system. They're scared. This is history we're witnessing. So if you've been on the bench and you've been sitting back and haven't gotten involved with Ron Paul or haven't gotten involved in anti-war, you don't like the anti-war socialists that control the movement, create your own anti-war movement. See, this is we are going to take this country back. Okay, we don't have a choice. The more we lay down, the worse it's going to be. Okay, the more we stand up, the better our future is going to be. The system now knows the people are man. This isn't some fake Ross Perot revolution. This isn't some little, you know, thing with George McGovern. This is the real deal, and they know it. Every political analyst, every sociologist has said America has never seen a realignment like this since 1775. They have never seen anything like this since the 1770s. Okay? And this is an info war. As I've always pushed, always preached. All right, I know we got lots of callers and a ton of stuff I got to cover. Right now, let's go ahead briefly and go to our guest. And I got some financial news coming up here in about 10 minutes. And then your calls, I promise, the whole third hour for those that are patiently holding. Let's go ahead and go to Cody Dietz. We Are Change Ohio. Great job, Cody. We've seen the video. Clearly, feds there. And, of course, some of the other We Are Changers we've now confirmed did hear the staff saying they were Secret Service and were feds. And we know they go to the White House and get talking points. This is very, very serious. Let's now go ahead and go to Cody. Cody, what did you witness?
I witnessed just a handful of stuff. And I just want to let the people out there know when they go to these Beck events to interview all these guys, just ask everybody questions. Ask where they're coming from. Ask how they know Beck. Just start asking them questions, because what they're out to do, what they're out there to do, is to ask you questions to get information from you. And when you start quizzing,
it's
them,
all
in, get
it's
real
all,
shady. And
it's all intimidation. It's all intimidation. It's secret police. Go ahead.
But when you start questioning them, they'll get real shady, especially about questions about where they're from and how they know Beck. They'll get real, real shady when you start asking them. And I hadn't even realized what was going on until I got home and started editing my video. Is when I heard that cop say there were undercovers there, I hadn't heard him say that when I asked him the question. I heard that when I was editing the video. And then I started to go back through and look at some of my footage, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And I mean, the Glenn Beck topic was enemies among us, and it's literal. And it might not be who you think it is, just some average people asking some strange questions.
Yeah, let's be clear. They're talking about enemies among us and using the military against the evil people and how these evil people are going to events and asking people questions. And then you get there, and there's clearly undercover feds, and they're feds. You can look at them. We heard that from the bookstore. I mean, this is secret police for evil Americans. We're evil Americans that would dare go ask questions, and to them, that's already illegal.
And the amazing thing is that Hollywood sensationalizes spying, but I think that domestic surveillance is the highest form of treason that there is.
Well, remember, people that peacefully demonstrated giving out free coffee and cocoa and cookies 2 years ago at Halliburton in Houston, then were spied on by Army intelligence and tracked and listened to. And that's just one example of thousands. But people, don't let this intimidate you. This is, they cannot track us all. They're scared of us messing up their illusions that the people buy it. It's the fact that all their staged town halls are being disrupted. It's the fact that all their staged events, and that we're breaking through their electronic Berlin Wall. They want to bring America down. This shows the power we have. Do you agree?
Oh, totally. And to any of those people that are going to come down from their ivory tower and give Ohio a visit, I will be there with my camera. And I will be asking questions and getting answers.
And in every state, and in Canada, and England, and the Netherlands, and Germany, everywhere, We Are Change Info Warriors and other groups are founding and just going out and bringing up questions. And it's how upset they get by, hey, why did you say that Ron Paul supporters are terrorists? Get back, get back. Now, I'm watching the video here. It's clear that people are being pushed on, touched, shoved. Were they touching you guys when you would dare ask a question?
Well, I was the only one there that was really, you know, vocal as far as demonstration goes, and I didn't wait for them to get to me. I would like right when they were real close to me, I would turn around and walk away under my own willpower, and that gave me the opportunity to go back in again. And at the Columbus event, I was able to go in the second time, and the second time is when the officer says, didn't I escort you out once? And I said, no, I left under my own willpower, and I'll do it again if you let me go. You can clearly hear me say that in the video, and he gets real upset by that. And I do want to stress, when you go to something like this, get there a little bit early and go to the cops, tell them your name, tell them what you're there for, tell them what you're doing, tell them what to expect, because when I got to the door, one of the cops that I'd been talking to for a little while told the officer that had my arm behind my back to go ahead and let me go, that I was all right. So just that little 30-minute of...
Yeah, let's be clear. They you got grabbed on just going and asking questions.
Yeah, I did.
Tell folks how that happened. Give people the blow-by-blow on that.
Well, it was the second time I had gone on there, or the second time I had gone up to confront him. And basically what happens is it delegates down from Glenn's personal goons or whatever. They delegate to the police, and then the police take care of whatever they tell them to do. So it's totally a pyramid scheme. And the I talk to the cops. The cops have no idea about any political views. They say I don't worry about it. And I try to stress to the police that, you know, these laws affect you as much as everybody else.
When do cops taser and grab people who just, I mean, we've seen the video. You're just going, hey, Beck, well, you know, why are you saying that Ron Paul supporters are terrorists? And they're like, oh, oh, oh. It's like, I mean, it's just total ninnying, a nation of just, oh, my gosh, he's speaking his speech. That's horrible. Ah!
Yeah, man,
What did you think of the way Glenn looked? I mean, I'm watching the different videos. He's looking at the crowd with hatred.
That's what I'm saying. We're peasants.
But he literally has the worst frat boy Eddie Haskell arrogance. I mean, royalty even knows how to hide it. He just looks at people like they're pathetic, and he has that little smirk on his face.
Yeah, I didn't get to see too much of it. He was trying to ignore me as much as possible. I know he got a good look at me when I was waiting outside his bus with his copy of Via's Vendetta. He knew who I was. He knew what I was about before I even...
And you were there saying, hey, I want to give you a copy of Viva Vendetta so you'll know what the 5th of November is about. And
right.
he just walked past you.
Yeah, totally didn't pay attention. And I tried, if you see in the video, I try to give it to every member of his staff. I even go as far as to slide it in on the bus when the door was open. And then you see one of the goons take it off the bus and set it on the window. I don't know. And if I could take a second to plug a couple things, you know, if you can have all the ideas, but if you don't have the means, you're really not moving the ball. I'm auctioning off the copy of Via's for Vendetta and the book to anybody that wants to confront back in their hometown. They can buy the package and give it another shot. The link is located at the We Are Change and the description of my video.
Also, he signed Ron Paul's book, and that's being auctioned off. All proceeds will be given to Ron Paul. Is there a website yet for the Ohio We Are Change?
The first chip-in I get is going to register my domain. I have the Toronto Change. It's going to set everything up for me. I just need that first $10 of the internet money so I can get that transferred over.
Good job.
My Ohio chip-in has a big fat zero on it right now.
Now, Cody, I want to use this opportunity to tell everybody something. There's a $2,000, and I said December 5th, but we haven't promoted it on Prison Planet or InfoWars yet, and so we've only gotten a few entries. So I'm going to push it back to December 10th, but that's it, because I want to be able to announce it for the December 16th, 17th. It'd be good if the Ron Paul ad promoted that, or it could promote the Ron Paul campaign, period. $2,000 first place, $500 second place, $100 third place, and a one-time one place and one first place winner, $500 for the best 60-second radio ad. That's a good way for activist groups to make $2,000. Somebody else is going to make $500, and it will be announced December 11th. It needs to be in by December 10th. That's the last time. I said December 5th, but you know that's too soon. I announced it last Monday, and you know I haven't really promoted it. We're having a Ron Paul video contest, and I appreciate you coming on, Cody. God bless you.
Hey, well, one sec. If I could tell all the Ohio people, my wearechangeohio.org or .com will be up pretty soon. And I want to say how important Ohio is in this movement as far as exposing election fraud is a big thing here. And once I get a camera and get everything going, I will be at hospitals giving interviews about the vaccines.
Good job. Listen. I got a guest coming up, so we got to move on here.
Okay, I apologize.
But I'll be hold on. I'll be more than happy to talk to you during the break, okay? We're going to break. Stay there, all right? I just wanted to finish up with this announcement. We're having the video contest, ladies and gentlemen. All right, tell everybody about it. It can promote the 16th and 17th That could be a winner. We need to add that to the, I mean, it says do whatever you want, but that's something we'd like to see to promote the 16th and 17th, the Bill of Rights Day and the Boston Tea Party Day. We're going to try to raise $10 million in one day. Please take advantage of that. Please, and we're making a film about 9/11 truth and activism. Okay? And so anybody who's in We Are Change or InfoWars groups or just political activists out there, if you want your clip in the new film we're making, mail it to us in the best quality you can with a letter giving us saying you own the footage and giving us authorization to use it in our film. Now, I'm almost done logging like 400 hours of video. Okay, that's here at my office. And we've only got a few weeks left, so if you want to have a shot at being in my next film that we're going to put out pretty quick, probably by April or so of next year, then get us your video in, mail it to us, but we can't use it without the release form. Okay, we got another guest, surprise guest coming up in the next segment, and then I promise we're going to get to Mark, Richard, Anthony, Monty, and others.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The next stop that we make will be the tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board?
Oil is surging right now, about to crest the magic $100 per barrel mark on fears of a weakening dollar. Here's the AP headline. Here's another from AFP. Euro trades close to $1.50 all-time record. See, if the dollar stays at 149, that's a decimated, destroyed dollar. If it continues to slide, it means fiscal Armageddon. So, of course, gold last week went down about $30 in price. It always does those corrections. If you look at it, the graph like a mountain range, it keeps going straight up in the last 5 years. But it has little dips as people take profit and dump their gold. If folks don't take action now to at least protect some of your dollars that are literally being devalued by the day, then I don't know what I can say to you. And I know you're going, well, wait a minute, my stock's up. That's with inflated dollars. The stock market is really below 7,000 now. Okay? And the fact that we've got a dropping housing market while the dollar gets weaker means dropping prices while you have a deflating dollar? That's insane. So we're seeing really bad economic numbers here, and I'm just telling you to do what I do. Get into gold, get into silver, get into these two metals. Silver hasn't even moved yet. It's moved a couple bucks up, but that's not even half of what it will move up if it is going to correct. Gold is only at half of its 1980 level versus dollar purchasing power. Ted Anderson was able to get a bunch of gold and silver last week when gold went down. And so he's offering it to you at last week's prices, what he's got in his vault in silver rolls and in British sovereigns. Ted, tell him about the offer.
Well, right now, Alex, we have the British sovereign at $225, and the silver dollar rolls are at $400 per roll of 20. And like you said, Alex, we just had a correction in the marketplace. It was just last week. It didn't last very long. I think it maybe 1 or 2 days, and then all of a sudden gold's back up over.
And used to, they lasted months in the charts. See, it's getting, folks, it's serious. I mean, Ted, a lot of analysts, not a lot, they're all saying the fact that it corrected so shortly and then went right back up is a sign it's going up.
Well, the dollar's looking for liquidity right now. Every time we turn around, the dollar's getting beat up. I mean, the Chinese would like to get out of their $1.3 trillion. They have actually more control over our economy than the Federal Reserve does. I mean, it's crazy the way that things are going right now. If you're sitting it all in cash, or if you have money in the stocks or wherever, you know, the real estate market, like you said, has fallen out of bed. The dollar is falling at the same time. That amplifies that problem. And then you have the stock market right now. Sure.
The credit card debt is at its all-time high. Personal, private, corporate debt, government debt, it's a perfect storm, are at all-time highs. Now the derivatives are going to start unraveling next year.
Yeah, and it's all coming together. Like you said, Alex, it's a perfect storm. That's a great way to explain it. There is no reason to be in cash right now. There's no reason to be in the stock market. All my, you know, IRAs and the retirement plans, all that stuff, you have to get the heck out of it.
Tell them about the offer.
Well, right now it's the silver dollars. They're at $400 per roll of 20. Again, the British sovereign, $225, a great way to get into a small piece of gold and have it for, it's tradable. It's just the way to go. 1-800-686-2237 is the telephone number to call to take advantage of it. And right now, Alex, I mean, besides the fact that they're supporting your show and getting this kind of information out, call 1-800-686-2237.
That is a very, very good offer. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. And if you're listening tonight during a rebroadcast on different stations, they'll be there till about 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. 1-800-686-2237. Your calls straight ahead when we get back, and a ton of other news.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.